At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Good morning, LA. It's time to wake up with the passion of SoCal sports. With five-time NBA champion, Derek Fisher. A former ball player with zero fear and a mic that's always hot, Cody Decker. This is Derek and Decker on 97.1 The Fan.
Good morning, LA. 97.1 The Fan. 855-97-LA-FAN. That is 855-975-2326. That is our phone number. Here to talk to Derek Fisher and myself, Cody Decker. We are here with you for another 3 hours of incredible sports talk on your LA commute. And of course, if you're getting out of your car, you take us on the go on the Odyssey app. But most importantly, the chat has been absolutely crazy all day long. Hey, Hype Man Raj, real quick, we got an ending to our poll in the first hour. Can you read us the results?
Yes, I can. And it was the story of the morning, as I was surprised that we were visited by a celebrity. We do have Chuck D coming on later.
But yeah, we do.
I didn't know we were doubling up on rappers, as Derek decided to dress like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
So the question was, does D-Fish look like Bone Thugs and Harmony? Any member? And a resounding 65% of the people say yes. Look like Bone Thugs.
By the way, we also got some comments about our top five list, and one person is taking a little exception to our lists, and it's simply this. Bubba says, Raider fans are the worst fan base. Utterly delusional every year.
Those are facts.
And
yeah, well, we're starting a poll, and they are on the poll.
I would like to push back on that, and hear me out. I agree. Raiders were on my list real quick. You know what? I took them off because I don't think we're delusional. We know we're bad.
But it doesn't mean you're not annoying.
Oh, I didn't say we're definitely annoying.
Raiders every time when you're 2-13 going, that's annoying, Fish. So yes. I have made an executive decision to include them on the poll, which you can vote on. Even though neither of you included them on the list, they will be on the poll.
That's fair.
That is fair. So, Derek, tell me about your evening last evening. Going out to a nice dinner, watching a game.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even like a planned dinner. It was like a buddy of mine that works for the league was in town on some meetings. And, you know, he was just kind of like, yo, you know, what you got up this evening? Let's get together.
Which part of town? Like, I'm thinking Derek Fisher. Did you go to either Derek Fisher goes to downtown or he goes to, I'm going to say, Hollywood?
No. No, I mean, I don't want to say what part of town and get into which which hotel it was, but yeah. Met me and my guy, we went up to the rooftop, you know, had some food, just watching the game, hanging out. And I think it was before the game even ended.
Yeah.
Manager or somebody comes over that feels like they're in charge and is like, you know, hey, we're gonna need this table back. And yeah, so, you know, need you to wrap it up here pretty soon, and thanks for coming. And we're both like, bro, like, is there an issue here? Like, how is the table reserved, or like, is there anybody else that's getting this presentation?
And quick, was it a high top or was it a dining table?
It was a dining table.
Dining table, okay.
Yeah, it was a smaller booth. And yeah, it was just weird because the tables weren't reserved to my knowledge. When they sat us there, they didn't say, hey, okay, it's 5 o'clock. We're going to need this table back by 7:30 because we have a reservation coming in, or, you know, these tables are reserved after 7.
They just told you, hey, it's time to kick rocks.
Yeah,
let's go.
It's time to kick rocks.
And you mentioned in the first hour, like, how many times did you reopen the tab?
Twice, because the first time was food and drinks.
Yeah.
Then pay for that one, close that one out. It was like halftime, third quarter of the game, and I'm like, I don't want to drive home now. I don't want to, you know, stick around too long. Let me see. Okay, let's have one more. All right, I'll make a decision on, you know, am I going to call an Uber or whatever? Okay, let me get some sparkling water. And so open the tab up twice more after the first time. And so at this point now, it's like, you know, $300, $400 in, because mm-hmm. a salad cost $40.
Yeah, so you're putting in some decent coin. Yeah, you're getting drinks.
Yeah.
And by the way, did they go to anyone else and say this?
Unfortunately, not that
see,
I
see. This is where I got a problem,
very
man.
Very unfortunate that myself and my colleague happen to have similar skin tone.
So I don't like this.
I just, at some point, I'm going to go back to this establishment, and I just want to have a conversation with this guy included,
mm-hmm.
but with someone else that's also in charge, and just kind of have a larger conversation.
Oh, it's going to be. Can I be a fly on the wall for this one?
Sure.
I'm going to come with you.
We can go live.
Let's go. I'm like, so why would you kick out the Derek Fisher from your spot? What do you do? And Raj, I would love your opinion on this too. Like, and also, listeners, I want to hear from you. 855-97-LA-FAN. When is that moment that you drop the, because you know the moment that everybody you dread seeing, like on TMZ, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
But there is a time when you gotta drop, do you know who I am? When is the appropriate time?
I think there are certain people that you should know who they are. And let's face it, the rules aren't the same for everyone. In an establishment, I hang out with a certain player that used to play for that annoying Jets team you mentioned, you know, he might have won at the damn ball a few times. But when we go places, people are just like, oh, they'll part the Red Sea, you know, a lot of times. Or sometimes you got to remind them, hey, you know, I know you don't have any reservations, but we want that table back there. You know what I mean? You know, and they'll do what you need to get you in there, because they want said, do you know who I am person without having to say that. They want them in their establishment if they're smart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If I'm running an establishment, I want D. Fish at my establishment. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, 100%.
That is wild. So,
yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. When is the time when you drop the do you know who I am card? 855-97-LA-FAN. All right, D. Fish, we had ourselves a game last night. It was a great game for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Although, you know, the Spurs got down 20, got back within 10 again. It was a fun, fun game, but man, if you would have told me this was going to be the McCain game, I would have said you were crazy. Speaking of which, here's a lovely sound of one of those great shots by Mr. McCain.
Ball is the board. McCain feeling it. Finding it! And the Spurs call for time.
Man, what do you think of this game? What do you think of this team? Right now, they're up 3-2 before they head back to San Antonio. What do you got?
I just think the Thunder, you know, it continued to impress me in terms of the not it's the quality of the depth, but not because, you know, the names represent, you know, it's not like they have nine all-stars and, mm-hmm. and every guy they put in is an all-star and that's why they're playing so well. It's, I think it speaks to a larger idea around the organizational culture, the team culture, and how free everybody feels to, like, play authentically in the way that they love to play the game. Mm-hmm. And so Jared McCain getting the start last night, that was the first thing that jumped out to me, was that, you know, going with Jared McCain in the starting lineup as opposed to Kaysen Wallace, who has started some games for the Thunder when, you know, J-Dub was out, et cetera. And, you know, for Jared McCain to have this type of game in a timely fashion, 19 field goal attempts, the same amount of field goal attempts as SGA. Mm-hmm. Like, ultra-aggressive, green light. Like, he just got traded to the team 2 months ago. You know, and so for a team to, like, and I experienced it myself going into Oklahoma City in 2012 in March. And, you know, initially you're trying to fill out where you fit in. For me, as an older veteran player and a leader, you know, learning when to use my voice, but also when to step back because mm-hmm. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden and Serge Ibaka and all these other guys, Nick
kind
Collins,
of an established type,
yeah,
of,
yeah, like it's their team. Mm-hmm. I'm coming into their team, even though I, you know, played in LA and had success. Like, this is their team, and so for Jared McCain coming in from Philly, getting traded to the Thunder, a team that's already won a title. And within a couple months, have earned the trust and been allowed the freedom to still go out and shoot the ball 20 times, the same amount of times as the MVP of the league.
Two-time MVP of the league.
That's not common. Mm-hmm. There wouldn't be many guys that would come to a Lakers team or go to other teams around the league and, like, end up for a guy that normally comes off the bench to get the start and shoot the ball the same amount of times as Luka or LeBron. Like, that just wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And so I think it continues to speak to, you know, last year we had Pacers Thunder in the finals. Two teams, young, quality depth, played 8, 9, 10 players a game. We're seeing it in this series. Both teams are playing a ton of guys. I mean, it's not like, I think OKC played 9 guys, like, major minutes last night. The Spurs played 6 guys, major minutes. A couple other guys got some minutes, but it's the depth of OKC that starts to win over as the series goes on, and they proved that again last night.
Absolutely. And the other thing, the defense from OKC last night, I woke up this morning, I saw all the big narratives, I saw what the narratives were last night, keeping Wemby to 15 total field goal attempts on the field. I mean, how did they pull that off?
Well, some of it, you know, some of it evens out in terms of, like, total field goal attempts. Even my comment on SGA, mm-hmm. like, he went to the free throw line 16 times.
Yeah, and Wemby went 12 times.
And Wemby went 12 times. Yeah. So a lot of those are field goal attempts.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
That don't count because they got fouled while shooting. And so, you know, I think overall, you know, the Thunder continuing to find ways to make the floor small for Wemby. You know, having, you know, Hardenstein's impact on the game since he's been added to the starting lineup has been massive. Like, it's just his, he's been in foul trouble a little bit these last few games, but, you know, last night his plus minus was 24. Like, he's really impacting the game, you know, defensively. He's a great facilitator of the Thunder's offense. But I think with Wemby, they're again, they're being physical and trying to get him off of his spots. But they're also just learning to, you know, how to defend him and their team a little bit more, you know, each night, each game. You know, two quarters, the Spurs scored 31 in the second quarter, 33 in the third. But in the first and fourth, you know, they were held under 30. And that's really where, like, in NBA games now, holding teams under 30 used to be similar to holding teams under 20. Like, we used to, you know, have to, like, hold a team under 20 in order to get some separation. Now, if you can hold teams under 30, that's kind of, it's equivalent to, like, an old-school 20, just due to, like, the amount of threes and the volume and how the offenses are played now. So the Thunder kind of establishing their defense early in this game was really key, and then that allowed them to get some separation going into the half. It's always going to come back to their defense. You know, they've been tops in the league the last few years. And the Spurs will have to decide how can they get back to that elite level defense that they showed in game four when they held the Thunder to only 82 points.
And it's been wild. It's been, this series has been so back and forth the way it has been. And here's something that's giving me a lot of hope. If you're a Spurs fan, get all the hope you possibly can, because are you aware of Air Corgi?
A little bit. I've seen some of the clips, but I don't necessarily subscribe to the dog picking the winners.
Yeah, but Raj, Air Corgi's been on a heater as of late. If you don't know what Air Corgi is, it's been this viral thing that's been going on in social media for the last couple of years where there's a corgi at the very top of this set of stairs, and they throw him a ball, basketball, to bounce off his snout to go down the stairs and land in one of two baskets. One basket is labeled San Antonio Spurs. The other basket is labeled Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh,
and
no.
And this is specifically to pick the winner. And what they've been doing has been picking game after game. Air Corgi, to this point in this series in the Western Conference Finals, has been 5-for-5, baby. He's gotten every one of these games right. And what does he predict for game six? He expects the Spurs to win at home. He expects
game seven.
According to Air Corgi, and Air Corgi's never wrong. This is airtight.
Woo! Are we sure about this?
Five for five. What is the question?
100% is an amazing track record.
So you don't think that they recorded multiple versions of this dog?
I am so upset.
You are just a second kill.
No, I do not believe that.
I believe that the honesty and integrity of these people, whoever owns it, and this dog is just terribly accurate.
Integrity. Okay. It's in basically the bylaws of Air Corgi.
Yeah, Air Corgi knows who's going to be available to play, whether AJ Mitchell's in or not. Or
I've got inside sources.
I'm legitimately borderline ashamed at you calling into question the integrity of Air Corgi.
All right. I don't know the guy personally.
It sounds like a person.
I don't. I'm just saying. I don't know if I want to make my sports predictions from Air Corgi.
Maybe don't lay down bets because of what Air Corgi does. But hey, it's something.
Who did Aaron Corgi? Didn't Aaron Corgi pick the Dodgers last night too?
Air Corgi. He probably could have, because the Dodgers once again waxed all that ass against the Colorado Rockies, and the big story of that game, Mookie Betts, ladies and gentlemen. The man has been waiting to get it going all season long so far. Finally kind of gets it going. Two home runs last night. 3-for-5. But you know what? The other, there is another guy for the Dodgers that I feel like we have been ignoring. And we've been ignoring this guy for the last couple of years. And his name is Andy Páez. This guy has hit 30 home runs last year. Somehow
under the radar. Not sure how you can hit 30 home runs for the Los Angeles Dodgers and be completely under the radar, but he was. 4-for-5 last night, 3 RBIs. He is currently leading Major League Baseball with 49 RBIs. And that is just, for a guy that is at the bottom of their lineup, a guy that when you mention Dodger players, he's probably the 8th or 9th guy you're mentioning, if not lower, leading the major leagues in RBIs. The Dodgers are just incredible, man.
Yeah, that's what it takes for, you know, a team with this type of superstar talent at the top of the roster.
Mm-hmm.
You need guys like Andy Páez to, you know, get you through the dog days of, you know, April, May, June, July. When
big time.
Yeah, you know.
Miguel Rojas, too, yeah, guys Mookie like
Betts
that.
Is, Mookie Betts is still, you know, finding his way. Like you said, he got some great looks last night. You know, Freddie Freeman is starting to swing the bat and kind of get some things going. You know, Shohei, after a slow start, focusing on the pitching, starting to get his bat going a little bit more as well. But guys like Páez, that's how you get through 162 games.
Big time.
And still, you know, win 100 of them because of his ability to just consistently make contact with the ball, you know, get guys on base or move guys through through the bags, you know, and like you said, leading the league in RBIs. And so that's what it's all about, man. And, you know, within team sports, you try to tell, you know, players and help them understand the value that they have, even if they're not. You don't have to be Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Shohei, Yamamoto, or those guys in order to still be, like, super key parts of championship teams, great teams in the history of a sport, regardless of the level. And the Dodgers have guys on their roster that are not just comfortable in those roles, but embracing and accepting of not being the superstar. They're not going to make all-star teams on the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. And they got a few guys like that. I'll use one for an example. A guy that made his season debut when we were there, hit a double his first at-bat, RBI double, and hit his first home run of the season last night. And by the way, I can't believe it. Kike Hernandez is still around. By the way, I mean that as the highest humanly possible. I played against Kike Hernandez. Last time I played against him was 2015. I made like my major league debut, and Kike just made his like a few months earlier. That was 12 years ago. That was a long, long, long time ago. And Kike is still out here doing it with the Dodgers. Now he's had a couple of stops elsewhere, but you want a guy that's a full-on lightning rod. You want a guy that gets the job done. He's like the dirty job guy. He's a stunt man. If I can say something about Kike Hernandez, and I mean this at the highest possible respect, he is the Dodgers stunt man. You need a dirty job done? Call in Kike. Need something done in the playoffs? Call in Kike.
Well, on Monday when we went out to the game, that was his debut.
Season debut.
And you know, the game starts, you know, it's early, people are settling in. And so yeah, you know, they cheer for players, you know, when they come up to bat,
but
they
play
the music. But he got a roar.
He got a road warrior pop when he came to the plate. And I was kind of taken aback. I'm like, dude, kind of badass, to be honest with you. Like, Ohtani didn't get that pop. Freeman didn't get that pop.
That's why it stood out, though, because I was like, well, hold on. What did somebody hit a home run or just what just happened?
Nope.
It was literally just his return to the lineup. And, you know, Dodgers fans especially recognized, like you said, that just kind of hair on fire, you know, competitive spirit, just warrior that he is. It was great to see him back out there. I think he got a hit as well.
He did. RBI double. Yeah, first bat of the year.
Yeah, right off top. And so that also is going to put some energy in getting the Dodgers through the middle part of this regular season.
Yeah, and listen, there was one scary thing that took place last night. Shohei Ohtani was hit on his right hand. He did continue running the bases. Don't worry, Dave Roberts felt very good about pulling him out of the game, getting Dalton rushing some at-bats. He's still scheduled to pitch tonight. He had, of course, a lot of padding on his right hand, so he should be fine. However, you're like, listen, that's always scary when you got that golden goose at the plate. That's the other thing people always seem to forget. Like, what he's doing is relatively dangerous if you value him as a pitcher.
For sure.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, and you know, he's a right-hand pitcher.
Yeah.
And so,
which means his right hand's very exposed.
The right elbow is the one that's had the two surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's, you know, he's putting it all on the line every time he steps up to bat, every time he throws a pitch. He's putting it all on the line. And so the Dodgers, you know, having to be mindful and try to be careful of how are they managing it. You know, Dave Roberts talked about, you know, them kind of, it'll be a game time decision, so to speak, in terms of making sure he feels good when he shows up to the ballpark today, et cetera. But they expect him to pitch. Most likely he will pitch because he has goals and he has objectives in terms of, you know, winning a Cy Young and wanting to keep that momentum and that progress going.
Of which he's still very much in the midst right now for that Cy Young, along with The Miz and, of course, Paul Skeens. A few other names that are also thrown out there, having a hell of a start to the season. You got Sale over there in Atlanta, who's having a great start. But he's going to have some serious competition for this Cy Young as the season goes forward. But, again, the guy's got a 7.4 ERA, a 0.74 ERA. Whew, he's right now the best pitcher in Major League Baseball.
That's crazy, dude.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Guys, we're going to take a quick little break, and when D-Fish and I come back... That's right, I said that for you, Raj. I just wanted to really make you upset. Coming up, the latest on LeBron James. There has been some reports that are interesting that have a lot to do with the Lakers' future. We will discuss. 97.1, The Fan.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.